You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look at Liverpool, England, and its role in the slave trade, and explains why a former slave ship captain penned the hymn, Amazing Grace.
When historians consider the slave traders, the people who brought human life from Africa to supply labor to the New World, they first think of the Portuguese, the Spanish, and the French. The British were actually latecomers in the slave trade, but they soon had the largest of all slave ports at Liverpool, located in northwestern England. Actually, slaves of these countries rarely set foot on European soil, and that is particularly true in the northernmost of these countries, England. England passed an abolition of slavery bill in 1807, some 55 years prior to the American Civil War. Thus, had slaves been brought to England after that time, they would have been immediately freed. It is no surprise that the Liverpudlians fought the abolitionist bills harder than any other British city. Liverpool profited greatly from the trade. Her docks built and repaired the specialized slaving ships. Many of her markets were the sites of commerce where slaves were bought and sold in large measure before they were ever captured. The city established a form of futures trading, where slaves were traded on anticipated costs, not on the price of the specific individual. The slaving ships took these human captives to New World ports and returned with cotton, sugar, or molasses, the items produced, grown, or finished by the slave plantations. Retail items demanded by the New World were sometimes carried on the slave ships or on ships that accompanied the slave ships. They moved finished goods like pottery or furniture, textiles from Lancashire and Yorkshire, metals, particularly copper and brass items from Staffordshire, and weapons from the industrial city of Birmingham. They were all part of the mercantile age's triangular trade system. Finally, Liverpool became the center for insuring the slave ships and their captains, financing the trips, and investing in the profits. Although Liverpool entered the slave trade later than competing ports, by 1740, it was the leading slave port in Europe. It has been estimated that from 1792 to 1862, some 40,000 slaves were transported across the Atlantic aboard Liverpudlian ships. This amounted to about 40% of the entire European trade in those years. As religious groups and socially conscious politicians joined forces to outlaw the practice, it was Liverpool that slowed the process. One of the most infamous British characters in the American Revolution was General Banastre Tarleton, best known for his cruelty in the Carolinas. A member of Parliament representing Liverpool, he and his family owned slaves. He cited the slave trade as the reason Liverpool had attained its place as the second most wealthy and populated city in Britain. But this prideful speech could not stem the abolition movement. The last British slave ship left Liverpool in 1807. The slave traders focused on the New World, particularly the southern U.S. It is not surprising, then, that during the U.S. Civil War, Liverpool bankers financed the southern raider Alabama, and Liverpool's members of Parliament advocated England's entry into the war on the part of the South. The most famous Liverpool slave captain was John Newton, who entered the business not long after the port began its human cargo operations and died the year it ceased. He was a pious man who hated his job and left it to become a minister. His journey of faith is best reflected in his most famous work, a hymn penned in 1779. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. Newton, like the times around him, changed, a change that was destined to happen, a change that demonstrates that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.